Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the long-awaited riverine project is set to go ahead after the special EU programmes body confirmed over €16 million in funding for the initiative that will link Strabane and Lifford. Police in Derry seek information about two attacks on women in the waterside. Meanwhile, the need to protect women and girls in Derry in the northwest is raised in the Assembly by two Foyle MLAs. The Cathaoirleach of the initial municipal district says he's sick to the stomach after the Buncrana Leisure Centre wasn't included in the latest round of sports capital funding, but a major sports complex in Letterkenny is to get over €8 million. Later in the bulletin, Oisin's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation today that the long-awaited riverine project is set to go ahead after the special EU programmes body confirmed €16.7 million in funding for the initiative, which will link Strabane and Lifford. The 30-acre project will see the development of a shared park on both sides of the river, a pavilion, an adventure play area and a footbridge. Last year, a previous tranche of EU funding was lost when a foreshore licence couldn't be secured on the Lifford site in time to meet the deadline. However, once that was resolved, permission was granted in both jurisdictions in February, and now West Tyrone MP Orla Begley is hopeful that work on the project can begin very shortly.
This says that over the line, the announcement today from SEUPB that €16.7 million has been allocated towards the riverine project is hugely transformative, and it's icing on the cake for the North West region, which we have had substantial funding from the city and growth deal, and it's building on the back of that. This will be transformative for the people of the Lifford and Strabane area and indeed the wider North West region, and it's to be welcomed by everyone today.
Police in Derry are seeking information about two attacks on women in the waterside. At around 10 o'clock on Friday evening, a woman in her 20s was walking in Drumahoe Park in the city. She was attacked by a man carrying a knife. She managed to break free and run for help. Shortly before 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, a woman in her 40s was walking her dog in top of the hill park in the waterside. She was also attacked by a man carrying a knife. She called out for help, prompting him to flee. Chief Superintendent Gillian Carney says they're looking into the possibility that both incidents are linked.
Detectives are investigating the possibility that the attack in Drumahoe on Friday night is linked to the attack at the top of the hill area on Saturday. Police responded very quickly to both these reports and conducted searches. Unfortunately, at the time, a suspect was not identified.
Well, in the Assembly Chamber at Stormont this afternoon, local MLA Gary Middleton urged anyone with information about these attacks to come forward.
Over the weekend in the Foyle constituency, we were shocked and angered that once again two young females were targeted in two separate attacks. In tandem, the community has expressed both disgust and outrage at those who carried out these abhorrent attacks. Let us be clear, the events that unfolded were nothing other than terrifying, grotesque, sexually motivated attacks. The perpetrator or the perpetrators remain at large and must be brought to justice immediately. Someone somewhere must have information. From information shared by the PSNI, we know that at least one of those attacks was premeditated, as the perpetrator attacked the innocent woman at knife point. It goes without saying that this is completely and utterly unacceptable, disgusting in every single way. Justice must be served. It is also imperative that justice is served in a way that is fitting for the crime. Soft sentencing is simply not good enough. As an Assembly, we need to work together to ensure that the legislation comes forward to allow for proper, tougher sentencing for vile acts such as the horrific ones witnessed by these females in Drumahoe and Gobnaskeel. We also must see societal change. There is no place for misogyny or sexism in our society.
Well, the recent spate of attacks was also raised in the Assembly by Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin. She said stamping out violence against women and girls is a shared responsibility. A rally for women's safety will be held in the city on Friday. It'll take place at the Guildhall at 6:15 and focus on the need to end violence against women and girls. Ms McLaughlin told the Assembly today urgent investment is needed to ensure that women are protected.
This is a moment that calls for a strengthened response and an unwavering commitment to change. We must take a clear stand. The executive must allocate greater investment into ending violence against women and girls' strategic framework, accelerate the delivery of this framework, and work closely with frontline services to ensure that they too are very well supported. We must hold perpetrators accountable. Too often, the victims are silenced or made to feel at fault, while abusers face few consequences. A strong, compassionate justice system is essential. Prepared to act swiftly and effectively to protect victims and prevent future violence. Let us seize this moment to reform and reaffirm our commitment to action and strengthen our resolve. This is not just an issue for women alone. It is our shared responsibility. We need to stamp it out.
The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says the government must explain why the Buncrana Leisure Centre was not included in the latest round of sports capital funding, which was announced earlier today. Councillor Jack Murray says the criteria for applications specified that shovel-ready swimming pools were being prioritised. He says his understanding is Buncrana was one of only two applications nationally to meet that standard. He's been speaking to council officials today. He says they were very confident of progress, and neither they nor the wider community understand the rationale for Buncrana's rejection. Councillor Murray says everyone believed that this was bound for success.
I think there was optimism, widespread optimism, because the application was so detailed. It was put together in such a professional manner. It had letters of support from community groups throughout Inishowen, and it met every bit of criteria that this fund had set out to achieve. So I think we're the victim, once again, of political geography and decisions to be made to look after those further down south. When you see the likes of Daly Mount Football Club, you see Dalkey United getting funding, yet Inishowen, again, not a penny set up here where it is so badly needed, and I just think it's an absolutely disgraceful decision.
You have previously said that you were hoping that the Leisure Centre project would be joined in with the major shorefront works that are due to take place, and there's a major project working there. Could it be that the government is looking toward that funding stream to run the Leisure Centre rather than the sports capital funding, and that there'll be more positive news coming once the details of that shorefront project are fleshed out?
Well, look, we'll go back to that's going to be our fallback position. Plan B is to get it back in with the shorefront development, and hopefully, look, we throw everything we can at it to get it included and get the funding over line here. But it doesn't take away from this decision. This is at the very least set us back by a year, if not more. So this was the fund that seemed perfectly tailored for our leisure centre. But look, we will explore every other opportunity. We'll put it in with the shorefront, but it's just a very, very disappointing day today.
And that was Councillor Jack Murray. Well, the Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub has received 8.7 million in funding. When completed, the hub at Knocknamona will include a GAA pitch, 5-a-side pitches and a pavilion centre, including a stand, changing areas and other multi-purpose spaces. ATU has already secured planning permission for the complex. Well, Minister Charlie McConnellogue is hopeful that work on that project will start very shortly.
Planning permission is in place, so now that the funding is in place, Atlantic Technological University, I know, hope to step out the project and proceed as quickly as they can. It'll be up to them now to outline what that timeline is likely to be. But of course, they were waiting on the funding to be able to step that forward. But I think this was a key part of the development of Atlantic Technological University and sporting facilities in the county. It's a big step forward for them. Of course, it follows on as well from the recent announcement in relation to the veterinary college in terms of the academic side of the college's development, but really important that as well as the student experience and the sporting experience for students, as well as in fact that those sporting facilities are available for the wider community as well. And I think this is a project which will make a big difference to Letterkenny and to North Donegal.
The Buncrana First Responder Group has responded to 100 calls within its first 6 months. The average response time from the group, which was established in May, is between 8 and 11 minutes. Last month, the group was tasked to a total of 18 callouts. 12 were in response to reports of chest pain, 3 for stroke and 2 for heart issues. The group says the figures show the need for the service in Buncrana. The group secretary is Corinne Robinson, and she says ongoing and regular training is key to what they do.
Training is a large part of that, and we're delighted that we have a great facility in Cashnacore and Buncrana where that can take place as well. The caller actually calls the National Ambulance Service, so they still call 999 or 112, and it's the National Ambulance Service that actually send us out into the community. So we are a volunteer group, and we literally just support the National Ambulance Service, get to the patient before they do, if that's required, and we just really look after the patient until a higher standard of medical care comes behind us as a paramedic. So we're really there as well. A lot of what we do is really about reassurance and the patient feeling like they're being looked after while they're waiting for the ambulance to arrive as well, because it's very scary for people when they're feeling unwell.
100 calls within your first 6 months in operation. Do you expect that level of call out to be maintained? Do you expect things to level out? How do you expect the service to evolve into the next 6 months and beyond?
Very difficult to say, I suppose, and predict how the next 6 months would be. You would imagine that because the first 6 months have been from May to October, that the calls could increase with winter upon us. You know, more people get sick in winter, more people are in need of help and medical care during the winter. So I would anticipate that we could be busier, but I hope we're not. I hope that people stay a lot healthier, but we're more than happy to help when we're needed, and we are available 24/7 as well. So it's just great to be able to reassure the local community as well that we are here and we're ready and we're willing to help when we're needed.
The Secretary General of the United Nations has hailed the remarkable courage of Private Sean Rooney, who was killed when the convoy in which he was travelling came under attack in Lebanon in December 2022. According to the Irish Independent, in a letter to the 24-year-old's mother, Antonio Guterres said Private Rooney was a courageous and fearless soldier. The family of Private Rooney previously said they were concerned and frustrated that the UN failed to respond to a coroner's request for assistance in examining the circumstances of his death. With more, here is Bella Finn.
The family of Private Sean Rooney have made public the letter to Natasha McCluskey from UN Chief Antonio Guterres. In it, he said he wanted to, on behalf of the United Nations, express his profound appreciation for the remarkable courage in the face of extraordinary risks that Private Sean Cormac Rooney took on December 14, 2022. Mr. Guterres says Private Rooney's courage and selflessness reflect the best tradition of the United Nations. He added that his brave actions in trying to extricate the vehicle he was driving from an extremely dangerous environment undoubtedly saved the lives of three other people. This, he says, is an example to all of his comrades. The UN chief concluded his correspondence to Mrs. McCluskey by commending and thanking Private Rooney for his exemplary courage.
There has been an unprecedented increase in the number of domestic violence incidents in Donegal. Almost 500 attacks were reported to Gardaí in the county in the first 6 months of this year. Move Ireland is launching a new domestic violence prevention programme in the county, which provides behavioural change intervention for men who have carried out domestic abuse. Michelle Walsh, the Chief Executive Officer of Move Ireland, says the programme has been life-changing for many.
Move Ireland, we also support the partner or the ex-partner of the man that's on our programme. But we have a varying degree of referrals. So approximately 40% of our referrals are self-referrals. And then the rest would come either through TUSLA or through probation or various other services. Even within that cohort, there are people that, there are men that are coming to the programme because they've been referred by probation, or men that recognise that they, you know, their behaviours aren't exactly what they want to be and they want to change. We have a launch on the 9th of December of our annual stats, and we have a man coming along to talk at that launch that's been through the programme, and he talks about the difference that it's made to his life, and not only his life but his family's life, his wife, his children. We have had men that have reclaimed, got their children back out of care, got their relationships back on track, and are saying, like, it's actually been transformative for them.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned, mile after mile.
17 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. The government has confirmed almost €44 million directly to League of Ireland facilities through the Large-Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund. 24.7 million is set to go to Bohemians, who are on course to play at a redeveloped Dalymount Park by 2028. While Sligo Rovers are also among the main beneficiaries, with over 16 million euro aiding the redevelopment of the showgrounds. Now, Finn Harps are not listed among the clubs, but Minister Thomas Byrne says he hopes Harps' move to a new stadium can happen soon. Harps have received 4.7 million in government grants previously for the new project in Stranorlar, but the stadium will cost upwards on 7 million with Harps to raise the additional money. Minister Byrne has again reiterated the money is still there for the Ballybuffet side.
And the money is there from the department. I want to be absolutely clear about that. The money is there from the department. The overall figure is in the mid millions. So it's a very high figure there. We would love to see that project going ahead. It's not the department's fault that it has to happen. We want it to happen. The clause doesn't apply retrospectively, so Finn Harps is fine. But we would love to see that. Now, we have been talking to the FAI about that. We wanted to get that one over the line. But from our point of view, the money is there.
And as you heard on the news, the Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub is set to receive 8.7 million in funding. When completed, the hub at Knocknamona will include a GA pitch, 5-a-side pitches and a pavilion centre. Elsewhere, Derry City are preparing for an FAI Cup final next Sunday when they play Drogheda at the Aviva Stadium. It was a tough end to the league campaign for the Candy Stripes, who missed out on a league title and finished fourth in the standings. Their focus now switches to a cup decider as they chase a second cup win in three seasons. Michael Duffy is hoping to lift the cup for a fourth time.
Obviously disappointing few weeks for us there, but we can go and hopefully finish on a high now on Sunday and bring a trophy back to Derry, which would be great for everyone, great for all the players, great for the fans.
You're an experienced man, you've done this a few times, you've won it three times before. Nice to get that fourth.
Big time, it would be great to get that fourth. That's why I came back to this club. They won trophies, and the first year they won that was special, and it could be unbelievable to do it now. I think the older you get too, when your kids get up, I think it means that wee bit more to you. So I'm really hoping that we can go and do the job on Sunday.
Given the way this season went, it'll be even more special they end it as a cup winner.
Aye, it will. I think just a disappointing for everyone really involved with the club the last 2 weeks. It's been tough to tick. But now we can switch off from that and really look forward to this whole week. You know, the build-up to the cup final will be amazing, and hopefully we can make it a memorable weekend now.
The players have been out in schools and youth clubs and stuff, and you're getting a real feel for what it means to people.
Aye, big time. It means a lot to everyone around the city, and it's great going into all the schools and seeing the kids, you know, in red and white, and getting support behind us, and that's what you want, and all the kids be looking forward to it. You hear most of the people around the town there, since the Bows game, everyone's telling me they're down for the weekend and they can't wait and everything like that. So that's brilliant, you know, excitement is amazing, and hopefully we can make it a good weekend.
Drogheda are a handy team.
Aye, big team. As they've shown against us this year, they're very tough opponents, and if they haven't been there in a few years, they'll be so excited, all the players, all the fans. So it's set up for a great match, and I'm sure it'll be a great atmosphere.
That's Michael Duffy of Derry City speaking to Martin Holmes at today's press launch of the FAI Senior Cup. The big decider, of course, on Sunday when Derry play Drogheda at the Aviva. Arsenal are not commenting on reports that sporting director Edu is set to leave the club. Edu has played a key role in the club's recruitment and became its first sporting director in 2020. It's suggested that he will link up with Nottingham Forest owner Evgelos Marinakis and his network of clubs. Brentford go to Fulham in the Premier League tonight. Both clubs will be hoping for a win that will take them into the top half of the table. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. In Gaelic games, James McCarthy has described the parades at Croke Park in front of Hull 16 as memories he'll never forget. The Dublin legend has taken the decision to retire from inter-county football. McCarthy won a record 9 All-Ireland medals, a feat only matched by teammates Stephen Cluxton and Michael Fitzsimons. The 34-year-old Ballymun Kickhams player donned the blue shirt for 15 years and won 5 All-Star awards. And later here in Highland, Brendan Devaney and Pádraig Hofferty will recap the big games of the weekend with Tyrone legend Peter Canavan, Neil Loughran of the Irish News, and Glenn Swilly manager Gary McDade. That's the DL debate after the 7 o'clock news here tonight on Highland. In snooker, Antrim's Mark Allen has beaten Cork native Aaron Hill 6-2 at the International Championship in China. That saw him progress to round three. There were also ones today for Ronnie O'Sullivan and Kyron Wilson. But in the colleges front, the Senior Football League Division 1 Ryan Cup match between ATU Donegal and UU Jordanstown, which was scheduled for tonight in Convoy, has been cancelled. The Higher Education Freshers Football League Division 1 match between the two sides does go ahead at 6:30. And that's your sport for the moment, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisín. The Irish Aviation Authority won't be able to impose a cap on passenger numbers at Dublin Airport next summer. The High Court has made a ruling this afternoon. A temporary stay on restricting seat numbers has been put in place following legal action by a consortium of airlines, including Ryanair and Aer Lingus. With more, here's Frank Graney.
In 2007, a cap of 32 million was placed on annual passenger numbers at Dublin Airport as one of the conditions for the construction of a second terminal. And as the airport continues to get busier and busier, a plan was put in place to restrict numbers next summer by roughly 1 million. As a result, lawyers for Ryanair, Aer Lingus and several US airlines went to the High Court looking for an order to put a pause on that plan pending further legal action. And today, Mr Justice Barry O'Donnell ruled in their favour. In a statement, Ryanair CEO Michael O'Leary described the cap as idiotic and said today's ruling paves the way for the matter to be referred to the EU courts, where he is confident, he says, that the 2007 restriction will be removed, enabling airlines like Ryanair to continue to grow traffic, tourism and jobs in Ireland. Frank Graney at the High Court.
A second public consultation on the Three Trees to Carndonagh Greenway project is due to take place this week. The project's at the option selection stage. People are being invited to have their say on the route corridor options. In-person public consultation events will take place at Carndonagh Public Services Centre on Wednesday and on Thursday at St Eugene's Hall, Ballinally, Moville. More information is available on 3treescarndonaghgreenway.ie. The closing date for submissions is the 22nd of this month. 19 community centres in Donegal are to share almost €356,000 in funding announced today for enhancement and refurbishment works. Bluestack Foundation Community Centre, Fanad Community Centre and Miva Family Resource Centre are among those receiving grants of up to €25,000 from the Community Centres Investment Fund. A project to enhance biodiversity, support water quality improvements and maintain sustainable fish populations has been completed along the Deal River. The Lochs Agency believes it'll contribute to a more sustainable environment. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
The Lochs Agency, in collaboration with local stakeholders, has constructed a buffer zone to reduce sediment and nutrient flow into the river. A solar-powered water pump and trough has also been installed to allow livestock access to fresh water without impacting the river ecosystem. The Wild Trout Trust, meanwhile, has conducted a specialised training session for Deal anglers and LAWPRO staff, focusing on the application of soft engineering techniques and nature-friendly methods designed to stabilise riverbanks, prevent excessive erosion and support fish habitats that align with Lochs Agency's wider commitments to sustainable fisheries management and habitat enhancement.
And Donegal was the windiest county in Ireland last month, according to Met Éireann's provisional weather statement for October. Wind speeds of 15.5 knots were recorded at Malinhead Weather Station. Meanwhile, the county experienced 64.3 millimetres of rainfall during October. Looking at the weather forecast for the next 24 hours, a few clear spells tonight, but cloudy for the most part with patches of drizzle and mist. Lowest overnight temperatures 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in light to moderate east to southeast winds. Mostly cloudy at first tomorrow with just some isolated patches of drizzle. Rain coming in from the west through the afternoon. It'll become more isolated in the evening. Top temperatures tomorrow of 14 to 16 degrees Celsius in light to moderate westerly winds. Main stories in brief today. The long-awaited riverine project is now set to go ahead after the special EU programmes body confirmed €16.7 million in funding for the initiative, which will link Strabane and Lifford. Police in Derry are seeking information about two attacks on women in the Waterside on Friday night and Saturday afternoon. The increase in attacks on women and girls in Derry and the North West has been raised today in the Assembly Chamber at Stormont. The Letterkenny Regional Sports and Activity Hub has received €8.7 million in funding under a major government programme. However, the Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District says he's sick to the stomach after the Buncrana Leisure Centre wasn't included in the latest round of sports infrastructure funding. Jack Murray says he believes that the Buncrana application was one of the strongest in the country, but it wasn't accepted. He wants the government to explain why. and the Buncrana First Responder Group has responded to 100 calls within its first 6 months. Their average response time between 8 and 11 minutes. More details on all of today's stories on our website, highlandradio.com. And we're back with headlines at 6. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 4th of November. The death has occurred of Mary Laverty, née Callaghan, Monellan, Crossroads, Killigordon. Remains reposing at the family home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon. Interment in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on the parish YouTube channel. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Gallagher, née Coyle, 45 Townsend Street, Strabane, formerly of Glebe, Sion Mills, reposing at her home from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Hugh McGeady, Lochnagin Heights, Letterkenny. Hugh's remains will repose at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening until 7 o'clock, followed by removal to his late residence, which is private to family and close friends, please. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrane, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium at Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the paramedic section at Letterkenny Ambulance Station, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Trevor Logue, Creve, Letterkenny. Trevor's remains are reposing at his late residence, which is private to family, close friends and neighbours, please. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:15, going to Conwell Parish Church for 1 o'clock service of thanksgiving with interment afterwards in Gortley Cemetery. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. And the death has occurred of Kathleen Gallagher, née Peyton, Tully na Laghan and Main Street, Glenties, formerly of Attimas, County Mayo. Kathleen's remains will repose at her late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and again from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning until 10 o'clock tomorrow evening. Rosary nightly at 9. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Connell's Church, Glenties, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James McGuinness, funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.